learning the different reasons as to why you cannot have a simcha on Yom Tov. So we are up to where are we? A test. Says the Gemara here with the six lines on top. With the Emar v'Simcha b'Simcha menon. How do you know you're not allowed to mix two simchas together? See, where do we learn out from? I told you, the Shalmi learns it out from Lovin when he said, let's finish one Sheva Baruch, then we'll start the other one. But our Gemara says, Vayas Shleime be'Esahi, Shleime made on that day Etzachog, the Yomte, V'chol Yisrael Imai, every Yid was with him, Kahal Godru, the large community, from Levoi Hamas, from the Sea of Levoi Hamas, Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, until the Nachal Mitzrayim, Lifnei Hashem, Lekeinah, before Hashem, Shivas Yomim, 7 days, and then the Shivas Yom, another 7 days, and total is Arba Asriyim, 14 days. They party for 14 days. Why he broke up into 7 days? So we're going to learn that 7 days is Sukkot, and the 7 days before that, they partied. So it's seven and seven, and they continuously partied. Now, L'chayde V'imi, said the Ma'ar V'Sim Chimcha, if you're allowed to have two celebrations at the same time, Sukkot, and another celebration at the same time, L'chanukas Abayis, Iboyi Leile Minte, wouldn't have been better to wait until Sukkot, Ad HaChag, U'me'evet Shivel, L'hocha, U'l'hocha, and have two celebrations concurrently. Now, why would that be better? So Tesis says, in order to avoid people from being unemployed and not working, everybody should be productive and work.
What do they do with Yom Kippur?
One day, you know, you'll soon see. So Lecheda, why didn't Moshe Melech deny all these people working for 7 days? And he panos. Is that I? They had no bread. Says Gemara, what's that I? The Dilma minta leinatrina. Maybe if you have to delay it until Yom Tov, you say no. Make the Yom Tov right now. But the Hecha the Serami. But if it happened to be this way, Abdinan. If it happened to be this way, we do it. So obviously, the Gemara's question can't be talking about a chasna, because a chasna you also plan it. What do you mean, Isrami? That means other events, other simchas. So, it seems to me we're not talking about chasnas. We're talking about, like, I remember we had a machlekes, because whether it's only referring to chasnas, we're talking about any simcha that we can do. L'cheide, we see clearly any simcha you cannot do. Ein ma'ar v'simcha v'simcha. And we're talking about not chasnas, but other things you do on Yom Tov. So, the Gemara says, if so, what do you mean? If you tell me, if it happened to be, it happened to me, what they should have done is not finish the entire base meeting so quickly, wait a little bit, and finish the last piece on Sukkot, and then Isrami. It happened. From here, they want to bring a raya that you're allowed to delay a seam for the 9 days in order to eat meat, because it said you shouldn't do this. But here's clearly here that he said, Ashley Melech, he should have delayed. We just said only if it happens, make a Yom Tov on Yom Tov. So we are saying, wait for the last piece. Delay it for a week and make it happen on Yom Tov, and you'll say, Yisrami, it happened. So this is the mokah that some achrayim bring. You're allowed to delay the seam, even though you finished the Purim time, delay it for the 9 days, and make it happen, and it's considered as if it happened that day. Same thing. What answers that, what is it? Shiyuri bini beis hamikdash leim b'sharinan. We don't delay the building of the beis hamikdash. The building, we don't want to delay. Says the Gemara, okay, Iboilin Shura Ba'ama Kalya Oidiv Ama. Why don't we delay not due to the base of Midrash, but there's like a spire on the roof. They used to put nails, they put metal sheets with nails sticking up so the birds shouldn't be able to sit there and do their thing. So that is not really part of the base of Midrash, that's like an adjunct to the base of Midrash. But because it's still attached to the base of Midrash, we're entitled to delay that. So it's not a delay of the base of Midrash, but we'll delay that. And we won't make the simcha until everything is completed. And that's completed on Sukkot. So we answer, Amma Kalya Oiriv, that Amma over there that they do there to destroy all the birds, the crows, that's considered, since you're doing it in order to enhance the Midrash, it's considered part of the Midrash. That shouldn't be delayed either. So therefore, he had no Raif, and he had no Breda. So how do you learn? Sorry? Who's that mean? No, we're saying, as Tesis says, he should not have done anything. If you can delay it, people shouldn't lose any work at all. Therefore, if there's any way that you're allowed to have made it on Yom Tov Sukkot, they should have found a way to make it on Yom Tov Sukkot. So people shouldn't avoid. We want people to work. Work for the dole. Those are things as we're hanging around this day.
That thing for the birds you can't delay.
Yeah, exactly. We would have thought it's not really an integral part of it. It's just there as a protection. Since, and we're answer, no, even though it's a protection, now that it is used as it's becoming a part of Beis Hamikdash. So the point, how do you know then? How do you know maybe that's why I couldn't delay the Beis Hamikdash? It just so happened to be they finished it a week early. Ella medemiyatikra. The way the Torah structured it, it says mechdiksiv arba asayim 14 days. Right, 14 days, 14 days. Why does the Torah, does it say shivas yamim v'shivas yamim lamali? Why did the pasuk say twice 7 days, 7 days, 14 days? To teach you something. Shema mina hani luchud v'hani luchud. To teach you to keep the two yom tovim of 7 days separated, the 7 days of feasting and the 7 days of the yom tov. Why do we need 7 days of feasting? I don't know. Where is this Indian that when you finish a simcha, you have to have 7 days of feasting? I look for a makkah for that. What's a makkah? You finish a masechta, learning, you make 7 days of the celebrations. Chas is separate. Malish, but we don't have no other mitzvah that you finish. Sorry? Because the Shemay Meluim, the Mishkan, therefore they took it over here as well, on his own. Because the second base of Meluim, you don't find any way they made a Yom Tov, but at least the 7 days is... Okay, maybe because Rashi always says it's a Hira Doida, you know, it was only Hira Shah, Hira Shah. We learned the whole thing, I don't know. This is a Hira Shah.
You see also the thing within the scene, the
12
days.
12 days. And it was only a Yom Tov within the scene, nobody else celebrated. It was a carbon Yachid, everything was Yachid.
Okay,
I don't know, because the Nasi of every Shavit, I don't know. But Rashi, but we have to do 7 days. Rashi. Four lines on the top.
With
me,
I had it with
me. Sorry, Vavid Zayin. Yoim 7 days of Simcha. Lahachol, lahachol. Chanuk zabayis regel. 7 days for zabayis and 7 days for yamtiv. Vedil mintel loy natin in nesuyin ad regel. Maybe you don't wait. Kehechle nitah shleim shleim didn't wait. I will eat misram le'aviv. But it happened to be that and sukkas is the yamtiv that chasni make it. Iachid hechid diikre le'aviv. Nibayle shira shira ulil eibin ad regel yamtiv kehechle. Misram le'chay chanuk zabayis regel. In order to make it then. Rashi will explain why. That's what Tosafot says about working. Amakayu Eidev, Agag Kolo, the roof ends, Umikatze, Lemaila, Ad Kama, gets narrower on top, at the tip, at the, like Amma, Umichafin, Ozishan Bez, the cover with metal, Umasmar, and nails, Kadesh, Yeshua, Irvim, all of the Croatian, Sitizel, Lechoshu, Kibinyan. That's not really considered Kibinyan. No, but big nails.
Now you have it now, you can see it now. Now they do it. You can see this little promise back here.
So the doves. But then you see the
dove
sitting in between.
Okay. The Dilma Amakai of Namitabino, the Hokel, the Shida, the Kolhege, the Israel, and the Suim, but regular, you didn't even know if they don't do it. If it happened. Right, to get more. You asked about your kipper, look at the most fascinating thing here. Omra Parnach, Omra Biechen, Oise Shana, Loy Osu Yisrael, as Yema Kippurim. That year they didn't observe Yom Kippur. For your Doigin, they were worried. They all ate on Yom Kippur, imagine. Afterward, they start feeling guilty. Sheman is chayvu senein sheyisrael clear. Maybe they talk about themselves in third person. Maybe we deserve to be annihilated because of what we just did. Yotz the baskel, a voice came out. Ma'omru lehem kulchem mezumani chayim haba kulchem. Every one of you, even those in Dula Shem Shemayim, even those who just enjoyed eating on Yom Kippur, you're all going to Elam Haba for what you did. Every single day, and they partied the Shiva. Yashlam Beisah. He ate a chag Shivas Yomim. This Shivas Yom was 7 days consecutive day. He says the Gemara, my drosh. How did they take it? Like you said, how did they know to eat Yom Kippur? Omru Kavuchem. The many Kavuchem says the Gemara. Uma Mishkan she'en kiddush osa kiddush oila. Madar the Mishkan, which is only temporary, 40 years. The carbon yachid the Nesim brought was only a carbon yachid. Yedoich Shabbos, even on Shabbos, the Nosiv that day brought the carbon. It was Asher brought the carbon yachid, the Issa Skila, which are Shabbos and Issa Skila. So Migdush the Kedushas the Kedush Olam, Migdush the Kedushas forever. Could even after Beit Hamikdash destroyed that place, that region, Kedushas we had before Machlekes. We were saying here that Kedusha is forever, and the carbon tzibur. And we're talking about a carbon tzibur over here. The Yom Kippurim, the Anush Kodesh, and Yom Kippur is only. Now, why is this called the carbon tzibur? Because the entire Klal Yisrael was involved, as we just said, right into the pasuk Olam Imay. And Yom Kippurim, which is only Anush Kodesh. Like Chosh Kishul, we should push away Yom Kippur in order to enjoy ourselves. The Gemara asked the question. 1 second. Elamai hayadoyagim. Why were they were concerned? And so why are they concerned? So we answer, Hossam to the Gevoy. They thought maybe there by the Nesim they did it to compliment the Ebershter. Hochet to the Chedid. Here they did it for the benefit of themselves. They all ate on Yom Kippur. Ready, Yemara Hochanami Mevid Levdu. Why couldn't they just do the do whatever they have to do the Kabbonis? Oh, but Mechel and Echlu. Is that your question? V'lei lishtu. Don't eat and don't drink. So we answer this important rule. Ein simcha b'lei achila v'shtia. There's no true happiness unless you eat and drink. That's a fact of life. So all Yom Tovim, we eat a lot and drink. Okay, that's how they knew that you keep can do it. Rashi, carbon yachid, shall the scene. The scene called the carbon yachid. This is gilu the chomo because strictly the carbon of the carbon tiber. What's the carbon tiber? The mashayim. I can't even make another device. Any carbon they broke by is carbon tiber. Who's the carbon tiber? Because the class always involved. Hossam and Mishkan, the gevoya have a kabana, the kabana for the Abishta. Hoch, the bay, the headed Mishta. The main thing was the celebration they did on their own. They ate and drank. Hoch and Amelev, the kabana is mechalay the chomo. So just make kabana, don't eat. We say, because it's not a real simchal to eat. Says in Moravaiter, Umishkin the Dochi, Shabbos Minola, and how did the Taka know? Okay, the whole premise of Kabachema was from the Chanuk Zabai by the Mishkin. No, who told him by the Mishkin that's what happened? Umishkin Dochi, Shabbos Minola, it says by Yemarishin, of Yemashvi. It says by the different Kabbanas, and by the first one, it says by Yemarishin, by the seventh one, it says Yemashvi. So we're assuming seventh or the first, which means Shabbos. Dil Mashvi, the Kabbanan, maybe means the seventh carbon, not the seventh day, but the seventh carbon. It says on the 12th day, it says it twice, Yem. B'yem, Ashtay, Asa, Yem. Why say Yem again? My Yem, Kuli Rots, within a day, all 24 hours are consecutive. I've Ashtay, Asa, 11 day, Kuli Nutsufim, 11 consecutive days. To me, Shabbos also, they brought a carbon. So if they're learning everything from the Mishkan, then makes most of your question, then the question should be, then why didn't they celebrate here for 12 days? Not 7, 12. They're learning everything from the Mishkan here. The Dilma Yamim Haruyim Ksiv. Who said that it means 11 consecutive days? Maybe it means Yamim Haruyim, the 11 days that were suitable during the carbon, 11 consecutive suitable days. A minus Shabbos says in Marcus Ksiv. There's another pasuk where it says the next pasuk where it says the Yom Shnei Masar Yom again. It says my Yom Kula 24 consecutive hours. Avshalim Avshalim you Kula 24 consecutive hours. Saying about again. V'dimalchanam Yom Haruyim. Maybe the 12 consecutive days that were suitable. In Kain Trei Kroy Lami. When he took him. Okay, so that's how they knew that they brought in the Mishkan, and once they knew they brought in the Mishkan, they called Chaim for the Migdash. Freddy Gemara, O Migdash the Doiche Yem Kippurim in Olam. Okay, before we go back to Rashi. Vayem Hashim Mashal on Yem Zayin, Hanish Shabbos Shabbos. Lashidu Kabbalah Shim Tik Hikim Nasi Shishi Bere Shabbos. The sixth one brought on Friday. Makrib Nasi Shvi Bechel Sunday. O Mai Shvi, what do you mean? Seventh, seventh, Karbon Nasi. Sorry, back to Gemara. How do you know the attack of the Yom Kippur? Where do you see in the storyline of the Yom Kippur? Where do you see that? It's a big chiddush. Okay, first we understand how we asked how they did it. Now we're saying, how do we know they did it? Elamix even says Arba say in 14 days, but Dima Yamarin, maybe it means 14 days they were able to eat, but not including Yom Kippur. So the Gemara Gama, we learn Yom Yom Mahasam. We learn Yom Yom from the Nesim, we learn over there as well. Same thing. Yotze Baskel voice came out of Amr Lehem, Kulchem, Zaman, Chaim, Haba, Minol, and the Achlu, Hadin, the Michael. I'm not sure I understand the Gemara's question. If a Baskel came out, and how do we know a Baskel came out? Obviously, we have a Masada. So what's the question, Manol and Achlu? We need a Raya, there was a Baskel. That Gemara's asking, how do we know there was a Baskel? The Baskel came afterwards. And Gemara's asking, Manol, and how do we know the Achlu? How do we know the Abish was Michael then? What do you mean, how do we know the Abish was Michael? The Baskel came out and said it. Are we asking how do we know there's a Baskel? So in other words, when the Gemara says a Baskel, you can't just take it fact. We have to have a life of a Pasuk. Throughout Shas, we have countless stories about Baskels. But let's see what the Gemara says here. The Tony Tachlich Liva said, Bayim Hashmini, on the 8th day, Shilach Esa'om, the people sent, Vayivarech HaMelech, and the king benched them all, Vayivarech HaMelech. Then it says, Vayilch, they went back to the tents. Semechim, they were all happy. The Tevil, they were in a good mood. Al-Kalat Tevil, son of David, Avdai, but all the good Hashem did to David, Uli Solame, to the Yisrael, Eden, Loleim. What's the tent? Shahol Chumash Hashem Batara. Every single wife was Tar, they weren't Tamanida. Smechim, they were happy. Shenan, Umeziv, Ashchina, the Kedusha, that they felt that's Yukasukas, is unparalleled. The Tevil, they were in a good mood. Shekol Echad, the Echad, Nisabri, Ishtai, the Ben Zacha, they all had boys that year. I'll call Hatev and all the Gucci yachts, the Baskel came out. So the Chayit, it sounds from here, the Gemara is bringing a Raya that a Baskel happened. You never find the Gemara has to bring a Raya that a Baskel happened. They just tell you this happened. Anyway, the David, Abdad, Abdad, David, Uli Yisrael Amit Eden, They were all, we know what good did Abe should do, the Achlu, when you get put in. It was Meich with them, the sin of Yom Kippur. Very hard Gemara, and the Chabbaz Yer asks, and he, I mean, it's part of an interesting truth that he brings in, it's two words. What do you mean with Meich them on the Aveda? We just had a Kal v'Chomer. The Kal v'Chomer said that Alpi Halacha, when you make a Binya base of Megdich Lugs Abayis, you're allowed to go ahead and eat Yom Kippur, because Madach, the Mishkin, so what is it called Meich for? It says, Mochlem Oven Yom Kippurim. What of it? Okay, so there's a Chavaz Yoy. I don't know if you ever look at Chavaz Yoy. Chavaz Yoy is one of the most fascinating tribus. He was an Italian. He knew everything. He was considered one of the greatest great because he knew everything. He knew medicine, math. He knew everything. And they quote him. Yeah, Bachrach. Yeah, but they quote him all the time. But everything he says is very short. And I don't think it was home. That's Chacham Tzvi. Maybe. Anyway, so he basically what he says is, from here he learns out that even that in all the Avedas, that even though we say you're allowed to do it, Pekuach Nefesh, anything else, you still need Mechila. Eb is blight. That's right. Something stays there. It's pretty tough going. He goes into Hutra a little bit. That's right. And they no longer because it's May is now a thing. But here's the devil Machalu. You have to do a lot of tshuva, my friend.
Well,
but you have to be Mataneda, you know that. You have to be Mataneda then.
Sorry?
You had to be Mataneda then. If you did not carry before and then for your mother, you had to be Mataneda then. Okay, I'll keep that piling up. But you have to, any chumra you do, I'm not sure why he's there, but any chumra that you do three times without saying bli neder becomes now a neder. You have to be Mataneda.
Would you use
the same time? Okay. No, that is a chumra in chutzlar. That's it. So that's your chumra. Whatever the chumra is, and it's a basis for it as well, because whatever, we can talk about it right now. Ella le David Avda. What David should do, David? Mai, what's the story? I'm going to be the Abishar. She speaks right in the Hakkad of Ordel and Migdish. I want to bring the Ordel and the base of Migdish. Dov Kusha. Ordel, we had Gemara Shabbos as well. Dov Kusha. Ordel does that. The gates stuck together. I'm a Shleim. Esrim Vaborin. And he said 24. Kapitel Tilim Loinen. Some of the Shleim want to say he damaged Shemanesser. Others say, how can it be? There's no Shemanesser in those days. Pasuk. There's no davening on tefillah. That's 24 brachas. There's no thing as 24 brachas. 18 plus the 6 of the tainus. Pasach v'amid, then he says, Ushoi v'no sheikhel and end in answer. Kibush v'amid Hashem elekim al toshe p'nei m'shechecha zochro l'chaz de David abdecha. He mentioned his father David. Suddenly miyad nene. Bo'is ha'shoa nefchu p'nei soyne David kishul g'deira. That's unbelievable. David already passed away. And yet he still had his enemies who hated him because of the story of Bathsheba. And even though he did nothing wrong to them because he was a get, but the whole thing didn't smell right, and he put Uri on the front over there, the whole story. If the Yodo Hakko Shemokosh Bachelor's of him, they should forgive him on that sin. So in other words, it was a sin. Again, because the Gemara Shabbat says, whoever says David's sin is making a mistake. Here the Gemara's acknowledging it was a sin, he was forgiven. It didn't look right. It
should look right, doesn't it?
Rabbi Yenison ben Asmai, Rabbi Huda ben Gedim, Tonu, Pashna Dodim. Now, this is interesting because you look. Okay, 10 seconds. Rabbi Huda ben Gedim and Rabbi Huda ben Asmai both learned Pashna Dodim, Beirab Shim Nichoy, Nishir Shim Nichoy. So, Tamil Shim Nichoy. If the Menei, they left him, Beurta at night. And they said goodbye. When you leave a Tamil Chacham, you have to say goodbye. Letzafra in the morning, Hodav v'komitri in the morning, they came back to him again and said goodbye the second time. Omelu v'lav v'eftirtu minibur'ti, he said goodbye once. And you're not supposed to say goodbye a second time. The Rebbe Chassid writes in the Chassidim, you're not supposed to say goodbye a second time. You learn from here, if you had a time to them, how come you came by and said a second time? They said, then they came next morning, came a second time. He said, what are you coming a second time for? The minig is that once you say goodbye, you don't say goodbye again. Omra, they said, Kuli Maratonu Rabbeinu, you told us that Talmud Sheniftim Merabi, if we left our Rav and said goodbye, we gave our goodbyes. And then we had a change of plans, as some of the Balei Shulchan Aruch learned. There was a change of plans, and we remained overnight in the city. The last thing you do before you leave is say goodbye to your Rebbe. And if you planned to be in the city, you're allowed to say goodbye the night before, you have to go again. But since it happened to be that we stayed the night, so we didn't leave when we thought we'd leave. It's like we stay, it's a new stay. New stay, you gotta say goodbye again. Shenema by Yom, how do we know all this? Because it says by Yom, Shmini Shulachan Aruch Hamelah, the 8 day they sent for the people and they all benched him. Muksiv, it says, which is the 8 day is the 22nd day of Tishrei, and then it says the Yom Esim, so 23rd day Lachoshi Shulachan, he sent them away again. Why twice? Al Makan the Talmud Haniftim Rabbi. It's only put them in a pamach. You gotta stay second way. Second, if people don't understand exactly what happened here. So why talk about people thought they were leaving for a second, then decided to stay and leave for a third? What happened? What was it? Why was the change of plans? What happened there? We don't know. Now, no, Chavez, the 8th day was right after what do you call it? Yeah, I guess it means that right after. Maybe it means it after. Some people had a gizach of dalad. I remember seeing someone had a gizach of dalad. I don't know, maybe it's the day after or something, I don't know. Omalei, oh, apparently that night. So he said goodbye in Yom Tov. Omalei Lebrei, he said to his son, B'nei Adam Allah Noshet Tzudahem, these are great people. Here Rashi said they're great people, before Rashi said Tzudahem, they look good. Zil Gaben, go to them, Delevar Chedesh bench you. It's an amazing Gemara, and I looked over in my show, if anybody picked it up. This Yehuda Ben Gadim was the same Yehuda Ben Gadim that in the story of Rabbi Shimon Chai put him in jail, got him killed. And the Gemara, they said, he's the one, when Rabbi Shimon Chayyab Yehuda had the machlekes, it said that Yehuda ben Gadim sat there. It's the same guy. Sat there, and he overheard the conversation. And he told, and came to the government, that Rabbi Shimon Chayyab is the one who denounced the government. And here, Rabbi Shimon Chayyab says he's a great man. So what happened to this great man? How did he change from here? And he was a Talmud Rabbi Shimon Chayyab, that he should be going and mastering? And actually, they said Yehuda ben Gadim is Yehuda ben Gadim. That Gadim was... He was the father of the Ger, his mother was the Ger. And over here they don't bring this Rashi here at all on the side here, when they bring all these Rashis. Like it doesn't exist, the Rashi. And I saw, so one of the other Shoyim said Gadim is a name of a place called Gadim. But anyway, I'm not sure why they don't link together. They bring all the Rashis and Ksaviyad on the side. You know, all the Rashis from all over Shas. They don't bring the Rashi there. From Shabbos. I have no idea. I don't know. Sorry? Could be. I don't have a Ben Yoyada. Okay, look on your side. They always bring Yoyada. Yeah. See what he says there. Not in the Gemara, and your comment on the bottom there. Anyway, Ozali went, Ashkechinu, he found the Karamah Gadol, he found them having a discussion. And they were asking Psukim against each other. And one person says, one pasuk it says, "Pales, you should measure ma'agil the raglecha, the footstep, the chol the chechi, kind of all your way should be set in a certain way." Way, uksiv oyrechayim pentipolos, you're gonna weigh the way you go. What's going on there? Like kasha, can be mitzvah she'ef shalash soysay derechidim. If the mitzvah can be done through others, then weigh up that you should do the big one and let someone else do the small one. We're talking about that you have two mitzvahs in front of you. If you already started a mitzvah, Rashi in Sukkah Rei told the Chofer and Beis that if you start a mitzvah, okay, big or small, even a small one, you got to finish. You're not allowed to interrupt one mitzvah, do another one. Oh, you see a mitzvah, fill a mitzvah, kalas, potum, and mitzvah chamur, Rashi tells us. Here we're you have two mitzvahs in front of us. If there's someone else who can do it, the other mitzvah, you do this big one, I don't want to do the small one. Can be mitzvah, she'ef shalas, says the Chedim. If you cannot do it through other people, then whichever one comes to you first, large or small, you have to do it. So, okay. Hodor Yosvi, then he sat down and became and asked again. Ksiv, it says, one part it says, you caught it, he that tell you there's more precious mipninim than precious stones. And then it says, and all your other needs, all your mitzvahs, lo yishro kani kapir. That means tell you there's more important than mitzvahs. And hachef says, shemayim yishro, mashma, your needs are not equal to mitzvahs. But if you're doing, let's say, learning Torah, it is equal to it. Right? So, sorry. Starts off saying, you caught it, he that tell you is more valuable than any precious stone. Right? There's nothing in life more important than learning Torah. But chetzish mayim, doing a mitzvah is more important. So in other words, you should mevatel tamat Torah in order to do a mitzvah. Uksiv, in another pasuk, it says in another pasuk that the whole chafatzim, all the chafatzim lo yishua, there's nothing equal to Torah, as if Torah is greater than anything. How does that work? That's the chetzish mayim lo yishua. So So can be mitzvah she'efshel aseis lachayim. Mitzvah can be done through other people. Don't interrupt your Torah. Can be mitzvah she'efshel aseis lachayim. A mitzvah that cannot be done through other people, you should interrupt your Torah in order to do that mitzvah. Okay, it's a media. I couldn't find a media right now to remind myself. Very important media about this whole thing. Whether b'chal by Talmud Torah you say oisik mitzvah, oisik b'talmud Torah is potter a mitzvah or not. But it sounds from the Gemara here that if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done by anybody else, you interrupt your Torah. Clear, right? You interrupt your Torah to do a mitzvah. The Rambam says that a person who is not married by the age of 17, because the Rambam holds Ben Shmoy Nosim means the 18th year, 17, is either an asei or prudavu every single day. However, says the Rambam, if you are learning Torah, you are potter. Because ma docha oisik mitzvah potter mina mitzvah, choshken oisik potter potter mina mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says in Peitas Vav Mirzishas. What's pshat? No one else can marry a woman for you. You're the only one who can be kind prudavu. If you're the only one who can be kind prudavu, and the Gemara seems to say clearly here, a mitzvah she'i efshel asois adei achedim, you got to stop learning Torah and do your mitzvahs. What's the Rambam using Torah as an excuse? Why not to get married? He said, like Benaz over there. And you're potter. How can he? And what's Pran Ben Azza and Yivam Mizid Gemara says that he was potter because he wanted nafshi choshke b'teira. How do we reconcile all that? Anyway, Omrele, they said to him, my boy is hacha, what are you doing? So they said to him, what do you want here? Omrelehu, they said to him, Omrele Abba, my father said, Zil Gavai, you should mention me. Omrele said to the following, Yehida Abba, that let the wish be that Tizda, you should plant for the chazi, you should never harvest. To Ayu, you should bring business in for the tefug and never take the money out. Tefug, you should take it from the Yitzchayda. I'll let you bring any money in. Lecharet, based on your house, should be destroyed. Velesit, which be zach, and you should sit there as a guest. Lebal, b'seirach, that your table should be mixed up. Velayt, terz, the shot, you should never see a new year. These are the brachas he got. Kiyos, the gabi avu, he said, loy me boy, the bruch, not only didn't they bench me, abo tzu'uri, tzu'urin, they caused me such pain. Amalei, Rapshim said to him, my amalach, what did they tell you? He can repeat the whole thing. All wonderful brachas. This is the Altreb brings the Kudu Teder. The Raya, the Teicha in the Teder, all brachas. You see from the Gemara here that sometimes brachas are such a high madrega that they have to come down in the form of a klala. Here, Rav Shem Yochai explained how these klalas are really brachas. The Teder, we don't know how it is, but they're all brachas. So he says here, Tizra, what do you mean when he said Tizra? You should plant, but like Techli Shun Harvest, means Toilet Bani, but like Yamusu. You will plant children, but you won't have to harvest them, Chas Hashem. They won't die on you. Ta'ayah v'leteifah, you should bring in and not go out. Ta'ayah kalos, you bring in a daughter-in-law. V'leili musa bin chi, someone will not die in your lifetime. You live, you should send her back to her family. Teifah, you go out. V'leteayah, you should come back in. Ta'ayli ban, so you'll have granddaughters. V'leya musa guvarayu, or daughters. V'leya musa guvarayu, the husband won't die. They go out and they don't come back in again. V'lehadru, alosech, he'll come back to you, live in your house. Lechada beis chav leisiv ushbizcha. Your house, the bayi should be destroyed, and you should only sit in a hotel. The high alma ushbiza. This world is like a hotel. You should live a longer life. The alma beis, and the future world is a house. It's more permanent. See what it says? Kirbam batemu la'olam. The house forever. I'll take a kibbutz. Kirbam elder kivrom. They get buried. So he give me a brach. You should live for a long time. Lebal b'psayda bebani benayis. You should have sons and daughters at your table. But like terzah shoshan, you shouldn't see the new year. The like tamus intach. That your wife should not die in you, you should have to marry another woman. That's called a new year. Rav Shimon Chalafta, Ifta Minei Derav, Rav Shimon Chalafta was leaving, was saying goodbye to Rav, his father said to him, Zilgabe, the book of God bench him, Omalei, Rav, you shouldn't embarrass others, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Also, Gabavos, it's not a klala, but it's not much of a brach either. Omalei, my Allah, what did he tell you? Omalei, Mila Malmo, Stam Pustavata. He told me, he gave the same bracha that Abishai gave to Eden. But Tanabah, we learned, it says in Pazi, you should eat with Savoya and you should get full. You should bench the Abishai, never embarrass my people. I'm amongst the Eden, never embarrass my people. So therefore, we see that you should embarrass and never be embarrassed. A woman should do a tachshitim. Tanabah, we learned. Elu hein tachshitin noshim. The following are considered the ornaments for a woman. Koichela, she paints her eyes, paikeses, and then she paints her face. Umavida sargapanea, she puts these red blush on her face. She puts a blush on her face. Sorry, paikeses means she parts her hair. And parting here, I guess, means a shaitl. Umavida panea, she puts the red blush on her face. The other say, Ma'avida sedek al paneh. She actually takes a knife and cuts it, gets rid of all the hair. Shamata means getting rid of all the hair on her body. The visu de Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda's wife, very interesting gemara here. Rav Chizda's wife mekashta ba'anpekalosa, she bapushed herself, she made herself look pretty in front of her daughter-in-law. Yossi Rav Kahana, Zayot v'huna ba'chinna kamen Rav Chizda v'yossi, said that Rav Chizda was older and his wife was an old woman. And he said to her, Loishan l'chayda, when do we allow on Yom Tov to a woman to beautify herself? Is only a yalda, young one, she has to appeal to her husband, Abba Zikena. Zikna lie, but an old woman, why have to look nice for? For who? Amalei Kim. Remember this gemara, I swear to you. I feel imcha your mother. But I feel even imcha your baba. But I feel the mezla kevra, she has one foot in the grave. Still, they try to make her pretty. The Amri Inchi people say, Bas shitzin ke bas shil. Shis. That a 60-year-old is like a 60-year-old, the kal tabla, the sound of a bell, rot to the young in the spring to the feet when there's a wedding going on.
He's telling his wife, he was always an older woman, we don't need it, I'm a young man. He's telling his wife.
Okay, he was saying that Rav Chizda was defending his wife. Rav Huna was saying, why are you allowing your wife to go ahead and on Yom Kippur? Rav Chizda defended his wife. Rav Huna was, yeah. It's very insulting. Okay. Yeah. In other words, at a chasna, even a 6-year-old would dance just like a sprightly as a young 6-year-old. Says him, right? People like to feel young. That's the battle of the motto as we started the whole conversation today. You're as old as you feel. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm
it.
Okay, stop doing it. Okay, you should not put on this blush. Tell you what I mean. A woman should not use an epilator, a depilatory device, because it hurts. Rashi Taisha Nibul is Ganai, but the main problem is it hurts. But if you use this kind of line, I guess like wax that you peels off, the moyed, so even though it hurts a little bit, but afterwards she looks a lot better because it makes the skin look red and like well fed and so on. She tiflasa b'moyed, she can remove them. Interesting. Right now it's painful, but long term it's very beneficial. It makes you happier. So you're allowed to have short term pain for long term gain. Says the Gemara, does Rabbi Yehuda hold you're allowed to have short term pain for long term gain? Didn't we learn? Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to get paid, you're not allowed to do anything with a guy 3 days before the holiday, because if they get something from you, they'll thank their gods because something you gave them. But you're allowed to get paid from them within 3 days, and because the guy is actually unhappy that he had to pay back the loan. He thought he can get away with it, and now he had to pay it back. He's very upset, so you didn't make him happy. Omrullah, they said to him, no. Afa pisha meitzer. So true, he's unhappy for a few days. He's happy after the poil. He doesn't have to pay it again. He paid up his debt. So what do you see? Rabbanan say short-term pain, long-term gain. We look at long-term gain. And Abuda says, no, we focus on the short-term pain. And right now it's pain. So how can, according to Abuda, say he's made it on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use lime to remove your later your hair when it's short-term pain for long-term gain? Doesn't hold to that. Forget, don't bring the halachas of chol hamoed. Why not? The kulu meitzer achshav v'samech lachas manu. That's how every single activity of chol hamoed, anything you do, you cook. It's a pain in the neck to cook, but then you enjoy it because that's what you have something to eat. Anything, any malacha you do chol hamoed, what you're doing right now is a pain. If you can avoid it, you can avoid it. But then there's a net gain. That's how chol hamoed is. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to. There's no, you're right. In principle, generally, Rabbi Yehuda holds short-term pain does not allow long-term gain does not override short-term pain. We look at the pain right now. Why in chol hamoed does he allow plastic? Because that's how the whole Yom Tov structure, that's how the whole chol hamoed structure is. When we allow you to do the things, is that it doesn't matter the short-term pain if it's long-term gain. That's how we structured the laws of chol hamoed. So we're right to... Ravina says, "Kusi, I give another answer. Kusi lini pranamita. You think there's a long? No, don't do it with chol hamoed. Rabbi Yehuda holds that short term pain overrides long term gain. How come you're allowed to pay back the guy? Because he's never happy. He always hits himself. Oy, I could have gotten out of it. I could have killed the Yichas Shom. I could have done this and that, and I had to pay. He never is happy. You think that he's happy? Oh, I finally got rid of this loan. No, he's not. I have to pay that Jew. Om Rav Yehuda says, "Benois Yisrael, it is a girl. She gila pirkan. If a girl, let's say, suddenly reached puberty, but she's not 12 years old yet, and reached puberty, she has signs of puberty plus the hair and everything else. Aniya. So what they do is they remove all the hair. Is aniya is that they're poor, they can't afford anything. Teiflo, they use lime, which is painful. Asher, those are richer. Teiflo, ice and besaylas, they use fine flour, which is not so painful." And Benois Malachim, if they're from the royal family, B'shemen Hamoyer, and there's oil of B'shemen Hamoyer, which is painless. Shenemar, it says, Shisha Chadoshim B'shemen Hamoyer. My Shemen Hamoyer, if we can figure out what the Shemen Hamoyer is, you can make a fortune today. What is the Shemen Hamoyer? Just put a little Shmirachs and that's it. Rav Huna Bachi Omar, it's a thing called Satchis. What's Satchis? Rav Shimi Rami Omar, Shemen Zayish Lehevishlish. Olive oil that from olives that weren't a third, that were less than a third mature, and the oil that is produced from that, that is Shemen Hamoyer. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anfikinoin is also Shemen Zayis. This oil you shouldn't use for Menaches. It's an oil, but it didn't reach a third. V'lom Asachin, I say, why did they use it then? Shemeshir Es Hasad. It removes the hair. Uma'adin Es Abasa, and makes your flesh look healthy. They went, you know, very, very important to have red cheeks and all that. It makes you look healthy. Rabibi, interesting more now. Rabibi Havale Barter, Rabibi had a daughter. That Tufla Eva, she used to do one, I guess to avoid the pain or to minimize the pain, she did only one limb at a time, put lime, then remove it. Put lime, remove it. One at a time. Shokel Bodalad Mezuza, she became so pretty that Chsanim were chasing her, and instead of the father of the girl having to give a dowry to the boy, all the boys were bidding against her, and they were able, to, and the father, Bibi, was able to collect 400 zuz on her behalf. Maybe the reason why people wanted her because she had a father like a Bibi. It seems to me more that wasn't because of yichus, it was more because how pretty she was. So we had more time. Remember, if a girl, what's the main thing of a girl? Pretty or yichus? Maybe she had both. Havi Yahu Kusi, there was a goy. Bishvi Voisa in the neighborhood. In the previous Gemara, Kusi never meant a goy. Here, I don't know. I know, Geri Emes or Geri Aroyes. No, maybe it's a generic term. The tensor, you don't know what tensor did, what tensor. Bishvivai, so lived in the neighborhood of Bibi. The Havale Barta also had a daughter. When he saw what happened to Bibi's daughter and how everybody, all the men in the town wanted her, he thought, oh, I'll do the same to my daughter. But he didn't chapzir the method that she used, it only one limb at a time. So what he did with his daughter, Tafla Bechadzim, they put lime over the whole body. The body can't breathe because you need, you know, you covered with the lime everywhere. Umesa. So she dropped dead. Omari went around saying, Kotla Bibi Labarti. Bibi killed my daughter. But he did nothing about it. Thank God for that. Omar Nachman says, interesting thing now. Rabibi the Shasi Shikra. Rabibi, who used to have a diet made out of beer. And beer is fattening, boyin, bants, and also makes it very hairy, it's masculine. The testosterone go get growing, boyin, bants, tfela. That's why his daughters needed to remove the hair, they're very hairy. Anan de loisha sina shikra, we who don't drink beer. Loy boyin, bants, tfela. Our daughters are not hairy, they don't need this tfela. And Rashi says, what does beer do? The last Rashi, interesting. The sheikha megadlasar makes it hairy. Umavas abasa makes it fat. Fat. So they knew about fat and everything else then.